Today on the Profitable Tradie podcast.
The reason for being in business is to make profit. And if that's not you, unfortunately, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Most traders and contractors wait to see how much profit they make at the end of the year. But the smart operators are really clear on the profit they want to make, and then they reverse engineer their business to hit that target. Now tune into this episode where we discuss why profit targets are important and a simple process to help you get more profit from your business.
But as a business owner, well, you're taking all of the risk, you're taking all of the liability. Profit is the reward that you get for all of that, and you deserve it.
Profit is a decision, it's not a surprise, you know, and that's the key thing. We're going to take this business by the scruff of the neck and actually demand that it gives us what we need.
You could turn up to work and bust your ass every single day and still not actually get that reward.
I love this, it's kind of magic. Now you know specifically what your revenue needs to be this month to actually get what you want.
This is maths. It's actually quite simple.
And if you have been stuck in your business for a long time, it's not giving you what you want, it is probably because you haven't done this yet. Alrighty, welcome to the podcast. Tony Fraser Jones here, your host, with my good mate and host, co-host Phil Smith.
Host, co-host.
Yeah, boss, work. Whatever.
Yeah,
main man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
What's happening, bro?
Well, we're talking about how most business owners are flat out busy with jobs, but they don't have a good idea of whether or not those jobs are actually making the money that they want. So, in fact, lots of business owners haven't really thought about how much profit they'd actually like to make, and they hope that there'll be profit left over at the end of the month or the end of the year. Maybe some do a budget, maybe some set a revenue target, maybe they did like 1.5 million in revenue last year, so they aim for 2 million this year, but without really thinking about the profit side of things. And they have really little idea of what size team or marketing is required to actually achieve those vague goals. So the reason for being in business is to make profit. And if that's not you, unfortunately, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Yes, it is called the Profitable Tradie Podcast. I think the thing here is we just don't want to leave profit to chance and just see what falls out at the bottom. If you think about the P&L, it's got the revenue at the top and then all the costs and the profits at the bottom. And it's kind of like, you just cast the dice and see what happens at the end of the year or the month, and that's definitely not what we want to do. So it's about proactively planning for the profit we want and then figuring out how the business actually needs to look. So we want to start with the end in mind. This makes a massive difference because at least you know what you need to create to actually get the profit you want. Otherwise, it is kind of guesswork and life just rolls along and business rolls along, and that's not the way we want to roll.
No, absolutely not. And I'm sure you have a story to kick us off.
I do. I love a good astronaut story.
Oh, yeah.
So this is about Apollo 11, and it's really the moon landing that was no accident. Now, in 1961, John F. Kennedy was president, and he stood before the U.S. Congress, and he declared that America would put on a man on the moon before the decade was out. Now, it was a big call. They'd barely been able to get anything into space, and the Russians were ahead of them. It was a big race. And it was very powerful sort of ambition. And he didn't just say, hey, we're going to lead the space race or we're going to beat the Russians at some point. He was very clear. And these are the words he used. We will put a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth before the end of the decade. One sentence with intent, very crystal clear on what the goal was. And they basically worked backwards to hit that goal. And the interesting thing is they hit that goal in July 1969. So they didn't have much time left, maybe 6 months, but they did hit the goal. And so that's really critical. And that's kind of what we're talking about today is let's not just have some airy-fairy goal about profit. Let's actually be really clear on what we want to create so we can figure out what we need to do to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. We love a good bold statement, and even better when you can work it backwards and make it true. So, look, if we're not setting good targets, we can run into some real good problems, right?
Well, that's right. If you're not clear on the profit you want to achieve, you might set some random revenue targets. You work like mad, but you still can't afford what you want. You're not really creating the lifestyle you want. You're just sort of hoping. You're leaving profit to chance, and like hope is not a strategy. Math is a strategy for business. Hope is not. And you might find that your job flow is not consistent. You got a feast or famine of jobs because you don't really understand how many jobs you need to get to actually achieve the goals that you have. Maybe you're not hiring early enough or too late, which really kills profitability either way, because you don't understand what sort of team you need to get, how many jobs you need to get done, because you're just not really clear on that stuff. And you'll get lifestyle drift. You're not going to get the lifestyle that you want because you're not intentional about it. And in the end, there's burnout and resentment and frustration because you feel stuck in the business and it's not really serving you in a way. The reason it's not serving you is because you haven't really told the business what you want.
Yeah, let alone worked out how to get it.
That's right.
Yeah. Whereas on the other hand, if we've set some great targets, work backwards and actually put this into a workable plan, we've got some great opportunity.
Yeah, well, fundamentally, you're going to make more profit and it's going to be more predictable. So you'll know your numbers, you'll know what you need to fund the life you want, and you can start working on that. You're going to have clear revenue and sales targets. So there's no more wondering, you know, how much do I need to do? You'll know for certain what you need to hit every month to get what you want. It'll drive your hiring processes because it'll tell you what team you need to achieve what you want. And so you'll start actioning hiring because you know what you need rather than just, you know, winging it or making it up as you go along or kind of just deciding on the day what you need. You actually take control of your business and your life because you're being intentional about what you want to create. And it's based on data and math. It's not just on a gut feel or a hope or a whim. And this is the cool part. Your business actually becomes a vehicle for you to achieve what you want rather than, you know, like a prison or a prison sentence that's locking you in. It's something that will actually enable your lifestyle because you've told it exactly what you need and what you want. So this is very powerful. And if you have been stuck in your business for a long time, it's not giving you what you want. It is probably because you haven't done this yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So where do we start with all this?
Well, I think the first thing is that now clarity around goals is actually critical to success. And just like that clear goal that JFK put out in front of the American people, you've got to do the same in your business. And most people just don't do anything here. Or at best, they'll look at their revenue and they'll say, oh, I'll try and do a bit more this year. And maybe they add 5% to last year's revenue and they use that as a goal. But that's, you know, revenue is kind of irrelevant. Revenue is I think we've talked about this before. You know, you drive for show and you putt for dough. And revenue is like just, you know, how far can I drive the golf ball? No one really cares. It's about what you score at the end of the day. And putting is where you win. No point driving 300 yards if you four putt every time.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of businesses are doing. They're good revenue, but they're just not making profit. So planning for profit is about figuring out how much profit do I want to make in a crystal clear format and then creating a business to deliver that. And we use a simple system to work out how that needs to look. And basically the thing is you've got to figure out what you want out of your life as well and what profit you'll need to do that. So that's kind of the big idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm feeling really called out on my golf game right now. But hey, that's cool. Look, I think the point is profit is absolutely crucial because it's your reward for the incredible risk that you take as a business owner. You know, I think it's very, very different from being an employee where you turn up to work, you know, hopefully you work hard, but there's days where you might take it easy and there's days where, you know, you might not turn up at all. You might be sick or on vacation or the likes. And basically, you're not taking a whole lot of risk, right? You know, like you turn up to work, you do your job, you get paid. But as a business owner, you could turn up to work and bust your ass every single day and still not actually get that reward. Plus, you're the one who's employing all these other people. You're taking all of the risk. You're taking all of the liability. Profit is the reward that you get for all of that. And you deserve it. I mean, you're the one that's creating opportunities for other people. So it's absolutely crucial and it's got to be front and center as a priority for you. And I think that this is a real mindset shift because you now, when you think that way, have to demand the business to actually deliver that profit rather than just hope. Now, as you said earlier, hope is not a strategy. We've got to make sure that we are working this out and making sure of it because if you're not getting the reward, the risk is really not worth it, right? And I think that's where a lot of us end up. So at the end of the planning for profit process, you're going to know the team size that you actually need because we work it out. Like basically what we do is we can figure out where we've got the profit. We can work that back to revenue. We can work that back and we're going to go through this process. But at the end of it, what it's going to tell you is the exact team that you need, who you need on board, what they're going to do. You need the amount of leads that you're going to actually require to get the amount of jobs that you're going to need at the average amount that you're going to need to hit the goals that you set. And so the thing is, this is completely mapped out with maths, which, as you said, hope is not a strategy, but maths can't lie to you. You know, the numbers can't lie. They are what they are. And so when you figure this out strategically, what you're able to do is make better decisions and ensure that success and that profit that you actually need to reward yourself for that risk. So it's pretty important. And I think we should get into the process. Yeah, like, how do we actually do this?
Profit is a decision. It's not a surprise, you know, and that's the key thing. We're going to take this business by the scruff of the neck and actually demand that it gives us what we need. So process is pretty simple. And we take our million-dollar trading members and boardroom members through this process regularly so they have a clear target. And what you do is you take your profit and loss statement and effectively you invert it. So you put the profit at the top and the revenue at the bottom. And you start by figuring out what is the lifestyle you want to create. And that's a process of creating a vision for your life. Then you figure out, well, how much money do I need to actually, you know, buy that lifestyle? And for everyone, it's going to be different. Some people, it might be $400,000. Some people, it might be $1 million profit. Whatever it is good. No problem. Aim a bit higher than lower because, you know, often we're a bit timid with this stuff. We don't put enough pressure on our business to deliver what we want because we're kind of, we don't believe it can. We're a bit scared to demand it as well.
Well, on top of that, one thing I think we always find is everything would be easier with another $100,000 in the bank.
I love that.
And it really does not matter what level of profitability you're at. Trust me, it would be even easier with another $100,000 in the bank. And that's just kind of always true, right? So definitely aim a bit higher. And you can also, you know, repeat this process again. If you're starting to hit those goals, well, cool, you can put them up as well. So, but yeah, yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, so you choose your lifestyle target. And then let's say we've chosen... you know, you want to make $1 million profit, which is a good goal to have. That's great. So that's what we start. That's our aim. That's how we're going to build a business to create $1 million profit, which is effectively $84,000 profit a month if you divide it by 12, just under. So we want to make 83 grand in profit every month. That's the starting point. Then all we do is we just add the fixed costs of running that business to the profit. Whatever that is, we just add those two together. And that's going to tell us what is the gross profit that we need to make. Effectively, how much money do we need to make off our jobs to give us the fixed cost and to pay for our profit? Once you've got that, it's a really simple process of dividing that by the gross margin that you're going to target for your business. So really simple math there. And let's say $84,000 is your profit target. Your fixed costs are $140,000. So you're going to need to make $224,000 of gross profit a month. You divide that by, say, 40% gross margin. Your business now needs to generate $560,000 of revenue in that month.
Yep.
So there's kind of, I love this, it's kind of magic. Now you know specifically what your revenue needs to be this month to actually get what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a rock solid target that you can aim for rather than just guessing for what you might need to hit.
Yeah, totally. And then from there, what we're able to do is we're able to factor in our average job size, so your average ticket value of a job. Now, one big thing is that people are going to come, and this happens all the time, they say, yeah, but Phil, I do such a range of jobs. You know, something could be $200,000, another job is $200. And so how do I find an average? Well, again, this is maths. It's actually quite simple.
What you do is that you take your revenue and you just divide it by the amount of jobs that you did in that month. So revenue for the month divided by the jobs you did for the month in a number.
What you do is that you take your revenue and you just divide it by the amount of jobs that you did in that month. So revenue for the month divided by the jobs you did for the month in a number is going to give you the average ticket value. And, you know, again, that'll spit out a number and people might say, well, that feels a little bit weird because what if I did more big jobs in the month? I'm like, well, then cool, the average would go up. And it's like, what if I did more small jobs? Well, then the average would go down. But the thing is that what it gives you is it gives you an average number. So, yeah, in the mean, you're going to be doing about that much per job. And what we can then do is we say, well, if we've got a revenue target of X and we know our average value is Y, then that's going to tell us how many jobs we need to complete in the month because, you know, one divided by the other gives us our amount of jobs. So, again, to put some numbers on this, if we know we need that $560,000 worth of revenue in order to hit our $224,000 in gross profit minus $140,000 of fixed cost equals $84,000 profit, so we know we need $560,000, and we've figured out that our average sale value, our average ticket is $2,300, then what we're able to do is take the $560,000 divided by the $2,300, gives us 243 jobs. So pretty simple. We know we need to do 243 jobs in order to hit our revenue target, provided that our, you know, average sale stays the same. So it's pretty straightforward. Again, it's maths. And then what we're able to do from there is that we can figure out our conversion rate on jobs. So what we do is that we say, well, if, you know, the phone rings 10 times, how many times does that turn into a job? You know, if we go for 10 sales meetings, how many times would that turn into a job? And that gives us our conversion rate. And then what we're able to do is take the number of jobs we need, so in this case it was 243, divided by the 80% conversion rate, let's say, if that was your conversion rate, and that gives you how many leads or how many sales opportunities you need in that month. And in this case, if it was 243 jobs, if you had an 80% conversion rate, you'd need 304 sales opportunities in order to, you know, convert the jobs that you need at the average that you need them to hit the revenue that you need at the GP that you're setting to be able to pay for your fixed costs and still leave you with your profit target. So again, it's all maths and it makes it very, very simple and very, very clear what you actually need to do. And now I know what I need to do, not just in terms of, you know, my actual sales in terms of a number, but in terms of my sales and marketing activity. Because I know that if I want to hit sales of 560,000, I need 243 jobs, I need 304 leads, and so now I can start to plan my sales and marketing activity to hit those numbers, which will make the revenue number true.
But you've got those targets, and every month you just compare what you've achieved to what your target is, and you can see the delta and what you need to do to actually, you know, close that gap up. So you can really put some stress on your business to deliver those targets, and that's the key thing. So you've got that benchmark, and you can, your business can pull itself up to those targets. It gets even better than this, though, because obviously if you're looking to grow your business and grow the profitability, you're probably going to need some more support and help to do that with your team. So once you've got the number of jobs and the revenue, etc., you can actually figure out what the team needs to be, because odds on you're going to need to hire some people to build a bigger team.
Once you've got the number of jobs and the
yeah, that's right. And the job as a business owner is, you know, it's certainly at $1 million, but even before that is to actually grow the team. That's your job, is to grow the team, set up the organization structure that can actually deliver the results you want. It's your team's job to actually do the work. Mm-hmm. And so that's an important distinction. So let's take an example. You know, if we know you need to do $560,000 in revenue a month, we know how many tradespeople you need, because we have some data on how much a tradesperson can generate each month. And let's say, for example, they can generate $25,000.
Each
of revenue. Now, it might be more. Some might be $40,000. That's fine.
Depends on your type of work.
Yeah, it depends on your type of work. Might be even more or less. But simply you divide that $560,000 by $25,000, and that's going to tell you how many tradespeople you need. And, you know, then you can tell how many you've got now. Hey, I need to hire 3 extra tradespeople to hit the target. That's part of my plan. Simple as that. It might be, okay, I know I'm going to need some team leaders to support those tradespeople. And we know that the span of control for a team leader is 6 people. So we can tell, you know, if we've got 12 tradespeople, we need 2 team leaders to support them. And so we can put that in our structure. We know that we're going to have to price a bunch of work to, you know, to win 243 jobs. And we can figure out how long it takes your estimator to actually price a job. You'll have the figures on that. We've got some benchmarks, and that'll tell us how many estimators, you know, we need, how many estimated hours and how many estimators we need in our structure. And so you can go through all the roles and actually figure out specifically what you need, put a structure chart together. That's your blueprint. You've got to hire those people, build that team out, to then help you hit the numbers that you're aiming for, to give you the profit that you want.
Well, you begin to be able to question every number as well. Like, if you've figured out you need 243 jobs per month, well, then some natural questions arise. So you start saying, well, to do 243 jobs, damn, that's a lot of scheduling. Am I going to have time, you know, between the people that I have already to actually schedule that many jobs? Well, maybe not. Well, cool, then you need extra capacity in, you know, the realm of scheduling. So is that going to be able to be delegated to another existing team member, or do I need to take someone else on? Because if you're not going to be able to keep up with that scheduling, then the thing is even if you could push to win that many jobs, you couldn't schedule them, you couldn't get them done. You know, again, it's a lot of invoicing. So if you don't have capacity in invoicing, then you might be able to do 243 jobs, get them scheduled, get them priced, get them won, get them done, and not actually get paid for them, in which case you're going to have a cash flow issue. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take on extra office help to, you know, keep up with the invoicing. If you know that, you know, you're going to need to actually have a crack at 304 leads to convert 80% of them and get the 243 jobs, not only do I know what I need for my marketing, but if we have to have a go at 304, then I need to not just price 243 jobs, because that's what we win. I probably need to have priced 304. We need to have had a sales, you know, encounter, whether it's a phone call, whether it's, you know, back and forth in a meeting, whatever it is, that needs to happen 304 times. So do we actually have time to have 304 sales appointments? If not, then we might need extra capacity in sales. Maybe that's going to fall to you. Maybe it'll fall to your estimator. Maybe you need a salesperson. But the point is you can figure this out pretty easily by basically looking at every number and being like, do we actually have capacity to do that? Because if we don't, then you can't make it true. Because you know the numbers that would make all of your targets true, but do you have the capacity and the time to actually complete those activities? Because if you don't, then you need more assistance. And that's going to tell you what team members you need to hire. And again, like you said, we have some benchmarks of roughly what one person can handle for any one function, which is going to help us with our members, this process that we go through, to be able to tell them exactly what their team needs to look like in order to achieve the numbers that they've set in their targets. So becomes a very, very useful tool.
It is massively helpful. And I like to think about airplanes. You know, I like to think about airplanes.
Oh, and you think about them all day.
Crashing as well. anyway, my socials get hit by air crash investigation all the time. It's weird. I don't know. I need to move on.
Like I said, I feel very safe on a plane with you because if it ever goes down, you would know all the reasons
why. That's
right.
I'll go and help the pilot.
Just straight up to the cockpit.
That's right. Anywho, but with an aircraft, there's a flight plan. And all the details are mapped out of where you need to go and what needs to happen to actually get you there. And this is like the flight plan for getting the profit that you want and the lifestyle you want for your business. And if we're honest, and if you're listening, most of us have not done this. And our profit is chance. It's just the result of luck in many ways, not the result of careful planning. And so if you are listening, I just urge you to take some time to figure out what the profit target is and retrofit this, reverse engineer the business. It'll give you a fantastic result. Even if you don't, you know, get it all perfect, you'll have something to aim for, which is a lot better than just, you know, waking up week after week and hoping that it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely crucial. So I think we've got some good stuff in here. Should we land this plane?
We should. So when you build your business backwards, starting with profit, everything gets way easier. You don't just hope for a better life. You actually plan for it. Then step by step, you build the team and the systems to make it real. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later. Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Ever found yourself stuck overthinking a decision in your business, knowing something needs to change but not sure what move to make? So many business owners find themselves in this position, unable to commit to a decision because they fear making a mistake, and it's costing them big time. Tune into this episode where we discuss the importance of backing your judgment and the steps that the action takers use to beat procrastination for good. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.